I just threw that pick all the way across the room. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to The Krigler Show. I'm back. I'm your host. Of course, it's me, Adam Krigler. Today, we have a recurring guest, the lovely Savannah Hernandez. Welcome back to the show, Savannah.
What's up, guys? I'm glad to be back. I really missed you guys last week.
What is that? What? Is that an SM7B? Did you get a professional mic?
What can I say? I wanted to bless all of our beloved viewers with good audio, okay? Wonderful. You guys deserve it. You guys deserve it.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Very happy to see that you have a good mic to so I can hear you and that you can have a nice production value to your
Thank
stuff.
You. Yes. I learned from the best, Adam. I did.
Well, so did I. So did I. All right. So today we're going to be talking about a few things. We're going to talk about some stuff. I actually have a new intro, but I can't actually use it because I'm on StreamYard right now, which is fine. Which is fine. But you guys will see it tomorrow on. Oh, no. Actually, maybe Carlin might join me tomorrow. I guess we'll see. I don't know if she is joining me or not. I'd love to see her. Yeah. So last week, 2 weeks, right? We were out for. I haven't seen you in a while because I've been. I got a strike. YouTube deemed me unfit.
You got a strike. I got a strike. They were
you
just
got
throwing.
A strike too?
Yeah, remember earlier this month you got me on. I think it was 3 weeks ago because I got a strike as well. I think we probably got a strike for, you know, talking about similar topics here.
Something but similar, I'm sure.
Yeah. Things we're not allowed
something
to speak
that
about.
Shall not be named, I guess. Did you get cut off for a week also?
I did. It was not fun, but in retaliation, I am just learning how to speak on said subject, but smarter. So I'm still talking about it in every single one of my streams.
Good, 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 good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just gonna take a little step back.
That's smart. That, yeah,
take that subject.
Take a breather from it. That's good.
Yeah, it's. I'm honestly kind of over it anyway. It's just I'm just like, come on, I'm just done with it. You know, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm
yeah,
at.
Yeah, yeah.
So today we're going to be talking about a small bar that business is booming. Why? Because they basically banned the NBA from their bar. They're like, no more NBA because of LeBron James.
Smart move, honestly.
And it worked. They're making lots of money. It's business is booming. All right, so we're going to talk about that. Then we're gonna have like this mixture of combinations about big tech media supporting Black Lives Matter, who support themselves, and that's basically what they do with the money, and you know that's gonna be a fun conversation, I'm sure. And we're gonna talk about this job market thing that you were telling me. Why don't you? What's going on there?
Yeah, so basically we'll get into this more a little bit later, but there is a job market crisis that's currently going on, but it's not what you would expect it to be. So you guys will have to stay tuned on what it is later.
Oh, tease. Mm-hmm. And then if we get into it, rest in peace, Michael Collins. He is one of the astronauts that was on the Apollo 11 mission. Of course, not a lot of people knew about him. He wasn't on the mainstream. Although he was considered a hero at the time because he didn't actually land on the moon. He was the guy that stayed behind to make sure the spacecraft maintained itself and that, you know, they weren't stuck on the moon, basically. So it's a really interesting story that he's got. So we're going to talk about him. But yeah, let's get right to it, right? So first and foremost, let's check this out. So this is from the Daily Caller. It's business is reportedly booming for the bar that banned NBA games because of LeBron James. Now, LeBron recently just tweeted out. Actually, they got it right at the bottom. Let me just scroll down and show you guys. All right. This is the start. It's because of this tweet. I think it was deleted.
Yeah, he deleted it. Because so many people, there was so much backlash against it.
I mean, right? He should have deleted it because this dude, as far as I'm concerned, saved someone. People are like, but he killed somebody, but he saved somebody. It's like, which one is it? You know, whose life mattered more? Well, the person who was not stabbing somebody or going to stab somebody. You know, it's a shame she died, sure, but she shouldn't have been stabbing somebody, like in front of a cop, especially. You know, it happened, but this guy, accountability, what did you expect him to do, LeBron? I mean, I did a segment on it. It's not like we need to go into this, but this is what started it, right? So going back to this, let's see. The Delphi Township Bar has been all over the news after the owner made a decision to ban all NBA games on TV until LeBron James is thrown out of the league. Straight up thrown out of the league. No,
not even just like banned off his team, like straight up out of the league. I like that.
You're done.
Mm-hmm.
The ban was implemented after the Los Angeles Lakers superstar targeted the police officer who shot Mekhi Bryant during an alleged stabbing attempt on Twitter. Alleged. It's on video. She literally was rearing back to stab somebody. What?
With a knife in her hand. But yeah, it allegedly happened.
Okay. No, it was a stabbing attempt. I'm sorry. Daily Caller. I'm going to call it like it is.
Please do.
Well, the decision was apparently been great for business, despite the fact that Lenny's Pub Yelp page was locked after a flood of negative reviews. More people are actually showing up before the stance was taken to the to ban NBA game. Owner Jay Langman told Cincinnati.com that there has been an increase in foot traffic through the establishment since last Friday. He added, "I hope people channel the support to law enforcement and not necessarily to Lenny's Pub." That's awesome. I like that too. He's like, look, this is not to try to get people to come to my establishment. It's to bring more light to the fact that that cop didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to blast this cop for protecting somebody, which is his job.
Yeah.
He was doing his job.
I'm sure you talked about this argument too, but I think it's so funny because a lot of people ask the question of, okay, if this police officer hadn't shot Mekhi Bryant, he would have been, you know, still demonized because it's like, well, why didn't you save the other girl? So it was a lose-lose situation for this poor police officer. He was there to do his job. He was there to serve and protect, which is exactly what he did. He was the one that was called to that situation. And then we have LeBron James, who I don't even know how many millions of followers he has on Twitter, tries to put this guy on blast knowing full well how crazy BLM has been for the past year. They go and they dox people, they attack people, they burn down businesses. So what was LeBron James, what was he expecting would happen from this tweet? You know?
Exactly. What was he expecting?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, well, he should have let her stab her. Or wait.
It was a peaceful stabbing though, Adam. But then it was a peaceful stabbing.
No, he would have been racist for letting her stab. Like, oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't need to protect that person. It's a specific colored person that I don't need to protect. Like, no. He was protecting a citizen who was about to be attacked by another citizen. Doesn't matter how old the person is. If you got a knife and you go to stab somebody, you are a criminal. That's a criminal act that a cop has every right to stop you from doing.
And you know what? I was scrolling through Twitter a little bit today because I hate myself. And
are you back on Twitter?
I have my secret ways. I have my secret ways because, you know, your girl has to keep up with the news. So Mekhi Bryant's family apparently wants to open an investigation into her shooting. I just read the headline and I'm like, well, maybe it had to do with the fact that she was involved in criminal activity and trying to kill somebody. Right. There's your investigation right there for $0.
Right. I mean, it's on tape. It's all there. Multiple angles. She had a knife in her hand. They tried to claim she didn't have a knife, that she dropped it. But it's literally in the... Hold on. Check this out. Go ahead. Okay. What were you going to say?
While you're bringing that up, I do want to bring up this aspect of this story as well. Because I was talking on my stream about how a lot of conservatives latched onto this story and that we were talking about it. We're still talking about it. And I kind of feel like it's a distraction from, you know, a lot of other bigger stories that are happening, because we know that the media is continuously spinning things all of the time and especially throwing that racial divide on it. And the media knows we're going to latch onto it. And so my question to you too, Adam, because let's continue talking about this, is as conservatives, do we stop bringing light to this? Do we continue to give it time and attention? What do we do?
Well, I don't claim that I'm a conservative.
Good. Me either. Not anymore. Past year.
I do have conservative values that I've found, but I do feel like I'm kind of in the middle, which I think most people are, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think people have conservative values and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just a shame. You know, this whole I got distracted because I was looking at this and I'm like, I can't believe.
Yeah.
This is so stark. Mm-hmm. She's got someone super chatted that she was literally saying that she was going to stab somebody in the video. It's clear.
And there was another gentleman too, kicking a young woman in the head while she was on the ground. So this poor cop, I mean, again, I think about this situation as an average citizen. Would you want to walk into that situation and put a stop to whatever the hell was going on there?
No.
Exactly. And so it's like, you're going to call the cops and then get mad at the cops for defending an unarmed woman. And then, you know, this past weekend, I was in Kenosha and I was debating like wealth inequality, and there's leftists on our panel. We ended up being friends and we were talking about this situation, and he was like, well, it's a stand your ground state. And a lot of people don't know that that girl was at Makia Bryant's house to go jump her. And I was like, okay, well, if you want to make that argument, because I haven't heard that part of the story, so sure, I don't even know if that's true. Let's say that was happening. Okay. Again, the woman that she's attacking is unarmed. So there is no reason for her to keep going and trying to stab this woman.
Yeah, the cops are already there. She came out of the house. The cops were there. Then she tackled somebody. Then she stood up and started going after the other person. It's like,
what the hell's going on in this country? And,
she's the one who called the cops. Then why did she have a knife? Why did she try to stab the person when the cops were there? She should have been like, hey, thank you. This person's attacking me. This person's threatening me. Like, investigate. Like, that's what the cops were showing up for.
And again, we are continuing to encourage this behavior of attacking police instead of encouraging the behavior of, hey, maybe we shouldn't be stabbing our fellow Americans.
Right.
You know?
Maybe we shouldn't try to stab other people.
Maybe that's not a nice thing to do.
And get upset when someone stops someone from stabbing someone else.
You can't win in this country anymore. We're living in Pete Clown world. And I used to hate that phrase because I was like, that's so cringe. But how else do we explain what we're living through right now? Like, what the hell is going on?
You're right. I know. We are living in clown world. Yep.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
All right. So let's see. So yeah. The business is booming. So Cincinnati.com also reported that a sign at a local gas station in Delphi Township has put one up that says, hey, LeBron, the West Side thanks you. Linny's has never been busier.
So good. So good.
Of course, LeBron had to, he tweeted out, oh, dang. Well, of course, whatever. I try not to swear. I was headed there to watch our game tonight and have a drink. Welp, sure you were, LeBron. You're so funny. Let's see. I've said it before. I'll say it again. People really don't like LeBron James, and it's so hard to blame them. His tweet about the police officer who shot Makia Bryant was 100% unacceptable, and there's simply no excuse. Mm-hmm. I agree. In response, Linny's Pub decided the NBA games weren't going to be shown at their bar. Oh, that's basically it. All right. I mean, I really don't feel like we covered it. You know, it's like that was a ridiculous story that people are just searching, and the media, most importantly, are searching for anything to just blast. Race this, race that. This is racist. There was nothing in this story had anything to do with race, period. That's it.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And that's, you know, we've gotten to the point in society where people are having to legitimately pose the question of, are we at the point where we only need to be sending Black officers into inner city altercations at this point? Because as a white officer,
it immediately
turns into a racial
inner
issue.
City is only Black people? That's racist.
Yeah, I guess that is racist. You know, today everything is racist. Rape. I know. Well, to be quite honest, you know, if we look back historically, the government did specifically, I feel like, harm the Black community in terms of like the welfare state and whatnot. And I feel like in terms of saying the inner cities are mostly minorities now, I'm like, yeah, bro, that's because of the government. If you do want to look at this on a historical standpoint.
That is true. The welfare state, and they're trying to bring it back. They want us on to be relying on the government. And I did it's interesting. It brings up the American Creed. Have you heard of that? The American Creed?
Maybe.
I did a segment on it the other day. I just read it out. American Creed. I really would just, it's so fitting right now. I just want to read it to you because, all right. So let me just, okay. The American's Creed. I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon. I seek opportunity to develop whatever talents God gave me, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I want to take the calculated risk to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to barter incentive for a dull. I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the stale calm of utopia. I will not trade freedom for beneficence, nor my dignity for a handout. I will never cower before any earthly master nor bend to any threat. It is my heritage to stand erect, proud, and unafraid, to think and act myself, enjoy the benefit of my creations, and to face the world boldly and say, this, with God's help, I have done.
Beautiful. I absolutely adore that. That is amazing. And throwback to the foundations of America and our ideologies. And it really is a shame that, you know, this past year really did expose everyone who is willing to take a handout over freedom, who's willing to take safety over freedom, who's willing to take government rule over freedom. And I think it's so funny too, Adam, because I was watching a documentary about like the summer of love and, you know, like whenever we were in Vietnam and everyone was
summer of love.
No, it's just funny to me because it's like, if you look back at hippies, like back in the 60s and 70s, they were like anti-war, like anti-intervention. And it just kind of feels like liberals have taken like such a stark turn because, you know, they used to be like anti-big government. And now liberals are like, we want the government here. We want
liberal
them taking
that.
That's okay. Exactly.
That
exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, wait, what happened? Yeah, it's so crazy. I'm like, what fundamentally changed? How did we get here? Yeah.
I have no idea. How did we get here? This is exactly what they want. They want the power.
Yeah.
They want to. And you know what? That kind of comes into our next segment, really, is power. Mm-hmm. Right. So this is kind of a wide encompassing story because there's multiple facets to this. All right. Mm-hmm. Big tech censorship, big tech bolstering up certain voices for certain narratives, we'll say, and pushing down others and suppressing others. All right. Mm-hmm. Twitter, Facebook, and Netflix moguls have donated $7.5 million to Marxist BLM co-founder who is pushing their net neutrality policy as their tech firm blocks users sharing critical stories about her. You know about this, right?
Oh, 100%.
Four big old mansions for herself.
Yeah. And did you also know, too, that she threatened to sue a BLM founder in one of the local chapters who called for an investigation into the finances of where the $90 million to BLM went?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I've been following Patrice Kohlers because she's, to me, a whole criminal. Okay. She did not reinvest any of the money that was, you know, donated to the Black community, that was not reinvested into Black education, inner cities, you know, helping your average Black American succeed in life. There was no, you know, we could be funding programs with that 90 million for teaching the Black community about like financial responsibility or just, you know, any of the basic things that any American should be learning.
Right.
Have these Black focused programs.
Accountability.
Exactly. But where did that 90 million go? I don't know. Ask Patrice Kohlers, who has $4 million mansions. I don't know. It's a mystery to me.
America is so oppressive.
It's so hard to live here. It really is.
This what's her name again? Patrice?
Patrice Kohlers.
This should just say Patrice Kohler on the forehead because this is basically it. She's saying, it's so oppressive. Give me money. I want the money. I'm going to buy mansions and convince you that you're oppressed while she lives in big, huge mansions.
And you know what, Adam, again, too, because one of the leftists that I did debate this past weekend and wealth redistribution and wealth inequality was our topic. And I feel like at a point because leftists love to cite history and how, you know, under Jim Crow laws, they weren't able to have property and therefore, you know, like generational wealth was not established for them. And I'm like, OK, that's a fair comment to make. But at what point do we finally just sit down and say, OK, we need to take personal responsibility and know that here in America, and I say this every time I come on your show, you know, we all have the same opportunity. If you want to be successful in this country, then you can go start an organization called BLM and, you know, crowdfund $90 million and then, you know, spend it on multi-million dollar mansions.
Boom.
Da-da-da.
Boom.
It is. It's just crazy
and it's
to me.
It's true. Right? I mean, and it worked. She worked the system. And guess what? All these big, huge companies, they were suckers for it because what were they doing? They didn't care. They were virtue signaling. Well, look, we gave millions of dollars to that. So we're clearly not racist.
Yeah. And then, well, like you were reading too, in the original point of this article, the craziest part about all of this is the fact that big tech is helping manipulate the average American by hiding the reality of where that all that money for BLM went. Patrice Rogers are hiding the reality of who she really is, how she actually feels about the Black community via, you know, what she used donations for. And, you know, it's so funny too, because she used the defense of her buying her mansions as, well, I have a family that depends on me and, you know, to take care of them. And it's so funny because it's like, no, that's not what Marxism is, bro. If you are a Marxist, then you need to, you know, stick to your ideologies that you're pushing on all of us.
Yeah, you're literally doing the opposite. You're using the capitalist. That's capitalism. Yeah. You're buying yourself things and taking care of your own.
Yeah,
that's not what Marxism is.
I'm like, I think
everyone gets a piece at all things. It's like, no, that's not what you're doing. What? It's crazy.
When you accidentally turn into a capitalist, whoops.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And big tech is just going with it because the money, the control, the power. I mean, we even have, look at this. This is from the YouTube CEO. Love you, YouTube, but it's easy to make up content and post it from your basement. So we boost authoritative sources. Wait a minute. So doesn't that make them a publisher? Doesn't that mean they're choosing what people see and what people don't see? Oh, but I thought that's not what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I thought they weren't held liable for anything on their platforms because they're not a publisher.
Right. Exactly. Section 230 protects them because,
so weird.
Hey, look, we're not a publisher. We don't pick and choose what people see. Well, I don't know. It says here. YouTube CEO Susan, I don't know
Wojcicki.
Sorry, Susan, I don't know how to say your last name. Has acknowledged that the platform's policy of boosting authoritative mainstream media sources and suppressing independent creators in search of, got to point at you too because I think we're both in on this completely and utterly, you and me. In search makes it harder in some cases for channels maybe who are getting started or smaller to be able to be visible when there's a major event or when people are looking at something that is science or news related, but insists that the policy is really, really important. Wow. Isn't it called YouTube? YouTube. YouTube. Not anymore. Now it's RTube. That's what I'm seeing here.
Exactly. And I love this article too, because like you just pointed out, this is supposed to be called YouTube, but how is it YouTube when it's we actually get to delegate and regulate what you are looking at every single day? We are going to actually manipulate your own thought process and your own ideologies by only showing you specific things.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep. That's a publisher.
Yeah.
That's what a publisher does. They're becoming publishers. They're becoming propaganda networks, you know, picking and choosing what people see and getting rid of people that they don't. Alex Jones, for example, it started with Alex Jones. That should have been a wake-up call a long time ago. Look, I wasn't really paying attention back then. I'll be honest. I didn't even know who Alex Jones was when he got banned. I learned all of this later on through now me being in this world that I'm in, this YouTube world of knowing who's bigger voices, politicians, actors, whatever, all of the big power players and who people listen to. Well, Alex Jones was one of those people. And guess what? He was right a lot. And the more time goes by, the more he was right. It's nuts. It's rather nuts how often people are like, well, Alex Jones said that was going to happen. Here's literally the clip of him saying it 2 years ago, and now it's happened.
Dude, he was talking about Epstein and his island 10 years ago.
Yep.
And everyone called him a crazy conspiracy theorist. And again, I always love to look to the media and who they are demonizing as who's telling the truth. Because
good point.
Usually the person that they're trying to slander as a white supremacist Nazi, I'm like, okay, well, what is this person saying that is actually logical here? Because you seem to not like it and you also seem to hate truth. So let me look into this a bit.
Yeah. Oh man, it's, I mean, and then look at this. This is another thing that's going on that we're basically seeing. This is from G Prime, amazing artwork. You guys might recognize it from, Tim has a couple of the art pieces around the house. I think it's behind him on the Timcast show. But this is someone stomping someone out. Someone help. and it, what looks like Brian Seltzer, not knowing Stelter.
Brian Seltzer. Yeah, let's call him
that. I don't freaking know his name. I don't think I've said it out loud ever. Anyway, I think that's who this is because it's a choice between two buttons, hashtag stop Asian hate or hashtag Black Lives Matter. And it's like the powerful truth of this is something the news media is going, I can't see anything. I can't hear it. No. That's against the narrative. Avoid it at all costs. And this sums it up so perfectly.
And I love that he used a CNN contributor, or I guess CNN host, because, and I'm sure your audience knows this, I'm sure you covered Project Veritas, how they had the CNN director on tape saying that they will not report on certain things if it does not paint the Black community in a good light.
It's true.
Which is why they will not touch the Asian hate crimes that are happening every single day. And there are stories that are still coming out about it.
Yep.
I have been covering them and I cover them on my streams because it is the Black community who is perpetuating the majority of these crimes, but we're not allowed to say that.
Only when it's a white person.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, see, it's white supremacy. What?
That's why the media was so confused in regards to the stabbing, because they were like, oh no, it's like a black on black, or like, how do we spin this into a racial thing? And it's like, okay, we'll blame the police officer.
Well, is it really even in the news anymore? It's not. No one's talking about it anymore.
Yeah.
It's just faded away. And everyone's like, well, what's next? The climate, Joe Biden, blah, 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 blah. Like, even Black Lives Matter, they're look at this. They're freaking out because they're saying Biden's first 100 days are up in 10 days. By then, we need him to end 1033, which transfers military equipment into the hands of police across the country, including schools and campus police. Another example, the military you see out in your streets ahead of the Chauvin verdict, right? Because they were worried that people are going to freaking rage after that. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they said that they were going to rage.
Yeah, and they did in Portland.
And not only that, the freaking jury basically said we were worried that people were going to rage.
Yeah.
What? That's intimidation. So the intimidation worked.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, it continues. Biden is currently sending more military equipment to our neighborhoods than Trump did. You read that right. Our communities are being terrorized at a greater rate than they had been under Trump.
I love that so much.
Wow.
I love that so much. Congratulations. You played yourself.
You ready? We're going to say I told you so in 3, 2, 1. I
told you so.
Actually, I didn't tell them, but I mean, are you surprised? He had the platinum plan. Trump wanted to dump money into the inner city communities to help minorities, specifically the Black community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wanted to do it.
I get it. If you want to look at actual fascist policies, who has truly pushed actual fascism on the American people? It's Joe Biden. It was never Donald Trump. Joe Biden has been advocating for taking away our rights. He's been in office for less than 100 days. We're almost on 100 days here now. And the amount of damage that he's done to this country in regards to our speech, our gun rights, I mean, take your pick, our medical freedom here in this country. Like, he's nonstop out here. And even Black Lives Matter is like, well, maybe we do miss Trump too.
Yep. Mm. Because he was about America, man, American freedoms. And it's like, when America prospers, the world prospers. That's what I've noticed.
Yeah.
And it's like, if anything, Biden's making us look weak. He's making China strong. And
did you see him on that Zoom call with all of the international leaders? The only one with a face mask on.
Why did he need a face mask? Can we talk about that? Do you guys know that? For example, if you guys don't know about this, there was a world leader summit, all right, where all the world leaders of the top, what was it, like 12, 14 different countries? I don't know exactly how many.
There were a lot of them over
Zoom. It was a Zoom meeting. And Joe Biden was the only one wearing a mask.
Oh, man.
Do you think it was because it was a pre-recorded, whatever he was supposed to say, it was pre-recorded? That's what they're saying.
No, I think that's a conspiracy. I genuinely think that it's because he himself is so brainwashed and he himself is a puppet. Like, people tell him to wear a face mask, he doesn't question it. Okay, they tell him to jump, he says how high. That's what's going on here.
He can't jump. Come on.
True. They tell him to hobble, he asks, where am I hobbling to?
Yeah, where am I going to hobble?
Exactly. And, you know, Jen Psaki tried to run cover and say that he was just trying to set an example for how the rest of the world should be living. And it's like, so Jen Psaki, then by that own logic, you think that Americans should be masked up in their homes on Zoom calls? Really? Right.
That's when she's not masked up talking in a room full of people asking her questions. If he's in a Zoom meeting with, I don't know how many people are in the room, but you can assume it's the people he's around normally. Adam doesn't need to wear a mask.
Let's talk about the fact, too, that you know, and I know that everyone in the White House has either been vaccinated or inoculated. My apologies. Or, you know what I mean? So it's like there would have been nobody that he was surrounded with that has not been inoculated. So right.
Well, then he came out, I think yesterday, he was like, we will totally give you back your freedoms if you do this. And it's like, give us back our freedoms?
Adam,
bro,
my favorite.
Do you know this is America?
Yeah.
Do you know we have our freedoms? Then you don't control our freedoms, you dictator, you fascist. Who's the fascist now? All those crazies making those videos like, we're not, when we have a fascist right now, we could talk about this later after we get the fascist out. It's like, who's a fascist? This dude even said last year, he said only a dictator would rule through executive order. And hey, how many executive orders did he sign?
On his first day.
First day.
He wasn't even there for like an hour. And he was like,
boom. I'm going to rule through executive action. It's like, no, dude, you literally said only dictators do that. So he himself admits he is a dictator.
And Adam, before we move on to this, from this quick point, my favorite thing that Joe Biden keeps saying is that Americans may not be able to celebrate the 4th of July if they don't get inoculated. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Do you know what the 4th of July is about? Do you know what the 4th of July represents?
You know what's funny? I look at my viewers and we are 10 viewers shy of 1776. We have 1770.
Let's
go. Six more viewers. We're at 1776, 1778. All right. Well, we just hit 1776 viewers right on this conversation.
I feel the patriotism.
I feel the patriot vibes right now.
This stream.
Look, do you guys remember? Do you remember last 4th of July? Remember LA? Blue land.
Fireworks.
The land of the blue.
Everywhere. I mean,
Democratic stronghold, LA. Fireworks everywhere. They were like, no one celebrate. We can't go out. We are in a peak pandemic. Why would this 4th of July be like we would have to? Is it worse? If anything, without trying to talk about it, a lot of people are getting vaccinated. That's great. You know, it's cool. But, you know, you'd think in a few months when July 4th comes, it should be relatively safer because, you know, last year people didn't care and it was mid, you know, the peak of the pandemic, right? Yeah. Thanks for allowing us our rights, President Joe Biden.
Yeah, isn't that so funny? It's like, we're going to give you your freedoms back. Like, that phrase in itself is contradictory. I'm like, do you know what freedom means, bro?
Right. Yes. Yes. Chats in chat. Man, shout out to chat. I'm seeing you, chat. You guys are the best. All right, so let's move on from that, and let's talk about this. So restaurants are struggling to rehire workers due to unprecedented pandemic jobless payments. This is not what I was expecting when you told me there was a job issue. Why don't you break it down for us?
Okay, so reading through these articles, because I've been seeing several of them, and I actually, do you follow Andrew Gruhl on Twitter?
I don't know.
Okay, so he's that chef who was fighting back against, I think he's based in California, and he's just been fighting back against the lockdowns. And he was the first person who I originally saw. I think it was like a month or two ago. He went on like Newsmax or somewhere, and he was basically saying that it's hard for him to hire restaurant workers because no one wants to work for the same amount that they're getting their free unemployment benefits. So he's not able to hire any workers. That was a couple months ago. And now I'm seeing so many articles coming out that are saying that restaurants are struggling to get people to come back to work because they're making just as much or maybe even more money with all of these unemployment benefits, with all of the stimulus checks that were passed out. So we have completely disincentivized people from going back to work. And on top of that, we have so many people that are now spending all of this money. Like, these restaurants are overwhelmed because people have money now that, you know, the government just decided to print that has no real value behind it. They have all of this fake money that they're now just flooding into the economy, but no one's working at the same time. So it's just this perfect storm of
everyone on the welfare system. They want everyone that needs the government. We need you to provide for us. I already read the American Creed. I almost feel like I need to read it daily to tell people. And if you like, everyone needs to read it, because we were founded because we wanted to do it ourselves. We wanted to be free to do what we wanted to do. Not have some government overlord be like, you're not allowed to go celebrate your freedom, period. And it's like, whoa, no, that's not what this country's about. Yo, take a step back. He's going to have to take a step back, because that is not okay.
Exactly. And so we're seeing the complete destruction of, and again, too, like, welfare and the welfare state has been so detrimental to our society. And I was, again, just researching this for the first time because of my debate panel, and just going back all the way to the 60s when LBJ passed the welfare state and, you know, like the war on poverty. Since that time frame, poverty rates have either remain stagnant or increased, because when it comes to the welfare state, it does not incentivize people to go to work, to not to be dependent on themselves. It incentivizes them to live off of the government, to take money from the government. And that's why right now we see in Florida, McDonald's paying people $50 just to come in for a job interview, because people won't even come into the interviews. They're like, we have enough money. Like, why would we want to go back and work? Why would we want to work for a living when the government can give us money for free?
That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And then in some cases, in some areas, single mothers get paid more per kid they have. So they're going out and just having kids and not being with anyone and getting even more money from the government. So they actually have incentive to be further from like a structured society, you know, of like the family home. And then you bring in the idea of like a solid family home usually produces, you know, solid, upstanding human beings on average. Of course, there's going to be exceptions to those who are going to be like, well, actually, like, no, don't give me that. You guys know it's true. Mm-hmm. Like a good, solid family, it's proven, you know, that it tends to be better in the long run for the children. And now we've got, you know, the machine pumping out. It's a problem. You know, Joe Biden in the 1994 crime bill was saying it doesn't matter that they might not have like a good family structure. They're criminals, all of them. Like, lock them up.
Woo.
And then once they're locked up, you know, let's take away the fact that or the ability to even get an education, to keep them locked up and just keep them in the system. Okay, I'm paraphrasing right now. Go look it up yourself if you want to hear what Joe Biden said in the 1994 crime bill. It is ridiculous. And a shame that he is our president right now. I am ashamed of you, Joe Biden. I'll say it proudly.
Yeah, 100%. And that's the thing. If you look back historically, you know, a lot of people try to argue that it's racism and it's this or that that has kept people down in certain communities. But to me, to be quite honest, I feel like it was the government, and it's the dependency on the government. And it's this thought process of, you're a victim. We are going to take care of you. Do not ever feel like you need to be personally responsible. Don't ever feel like you need to learn how to use money as a tool, because that's exactly what it is. And that's why when we throw money at people, they don't know how to use it or how to utilize it, because it is a tool that they are not taught how to use. So it doesn't matter, you know, again, too, if you're throwing money into specific communities, it's not going to help, because we're not teaching people anything. And again, the ultimate thing that we are teaching them is to be dependent on the government.
Have you seen V for Vendetta?
I haven't. I need to watch it, because everyone always...
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
It's been on Netflix. I haven't watched it. I don't really watch TV or movies anymore.
I'm sorry. I just wasn't expecting that. It's one of the better movies that have come out in the past some years.
Mm-hmm.
Without ruining it for you, all right, there's the bad guy. All right, his name is Chancellor Sutler. All right, he's like the supreme ruler of London or England, whatever. And there's a scene where people are like starting to fight back a little bit. And he's like, he's yelling at his subordinates, the people that do his bidding. And he's like, we need to get out there and remind them why they need us. And he's like yelling at them, you know. And then all of a sudden the news is like, the civil war in America's raging and like volcanoes and more diseases. And everyone's like, can you see this? Like, what is going on with this media? Like, this is nuts. And he's like shoving fear down everyone's throat to remind everyone that they need the government to like control them. And it feels like that's a very, I don't know, sharp version of kind of what's going on literally right now in our 100%. Lives. Like, we're seeing it. And of course the movie is about the government created a virus and also the antidote and released it, and then they made millions and millions of dollars off the antidote to the virus that killed a bunch of people, that then they came in and got control over the land because of it. You should see that movie. That's all I'm gonna say, Savannah. I'm talking about V for Vendetta, oh, YouTube. Gosh. I'm talking about a movie. I feel like I have to say that.
Very interesting movie storyline. Very it's like, interesting.
Can you blame me? I have to actually say I am referring to a movie right now. This is a movie, V for Vendetta. It's a movie, V for Vendetta. That's the premise of the movie. Not what's actually going on. I'm just saying it's eerie. I'll just say that. It's eerie.
And you know what, Adam, too, I've been having these revelations as well in regards to, you know, how people talk about The Matrix, another movie reference where it's like take the red pill or the blue pill. I feel like once you do educate yourself on what's going on in the country and how we are manipulated via politicians, media, big tech, take your pick.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting because you have to either take the red pill at that point or willingly be ignorant. Like, hey, you know, put me back into the Matrix. Just make sure I made a mistake. You have to willingly want to go back into ignorance once you are educated on the reality of what's going on. And it's just kind of crazy to me.
And people, I mean, ignorance is bliss. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to talk about Michael Collins another day. I know that you can't stay too long today. You got some, what were you doing? Boxing? Is that what you said? Or
yeah, I take boxing classes and I've been trying to go consistently, so it's been good. I've been learning a lot. I get punched in the face a lot, and I'm trying to learn how to block it, you know?
Nice. No, that's good. I feel like everyone should have that kind of a discipline or some sort of physical outlet that isn't fighting or knife fighting.
Peaceful stabbings,
peaceful fighting. Well, you know, it's agreed upon fighting. You know, and that's good. Martial arts. I'm thinking about getting into it. Now chat's, of course, asking you to punch them in the face. Hilarious. But let's get in some super chats. I'm definitely going to, just for the record, I'm going to talk about Michael Collins probably on Friday, maybe not tomorrow, because I think Carlin's going to be on the show if she joins me. I hope she does because she's fantastic. And I just want to say to everybody, whoever's a member, if you are a member to my channel, you can actually spin the UFO in chat. So if you're a member, you can actually, Dan Smith, right now, I see a UFO. But if you're a member to my channel, I see a couple members floating in channel right now. I added some emotes and there is literally a spinning UFO. So you guys can actually spin the UFO now in chat. I'm kind of hyped about it.
That is super
dope. I added that today, that there's now a spinning UFO in chat. Oh, it doesn't seem to be working.
Boo,
I saw a turd just try it. But does it not? You did an underscore. Don't do the underscore. There we go. Anyway, I'm going to spin the UFO just to get
it going.
Take
me off screen. I want to see the full UFO.
Okay. I'll do it. All right. Let me take it.
Give the people what they want.
Get the full spin, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I love it.
Oh, there we go. I'm seeing lots of UFOs now. Okay, cool. The UFO is officially spinning. Let's get into some of these here super chats. Thank you all for hanging out with us. And if you haven't smashed that like button, please smash the like button and subscribe. You can also check out Savannah's channel at Sav Says. Very easy to find, just SavSays. And you can find her. You're also on Twitch, right? And where else? Instagram, Sav with one N.
And Odyssey. Please go follow me on
Odyssey. What's your Odyssey channel?
My Odyssey channel staff says as well, it's very easy to find. I have a lot of exclusive content on there that can't live on YouTube. So go check it out.
Cool. Right on. So go check it out. Let me see. I there was a super chat that was deleted, so I got to go dig it up real quick. Robert Weil says, was able to order the coffee and mug for the guy who I think of as a brother since I've known him since I was 5 years old, but couldn't get the discount code to work. Try it, but no go. Be blessed, Adam. Thank you. That sucks. Hit me up on Locals because I know it's for my local subscribers. They get a discount on my coffee. So Robert, hit me up on Locals and we'll work that out. Robert again says, hey, Adam, there was a shuttle that blew up on one of my birthdays. I believe it was over Texas, February 1st. Be blessed. You both, booty stealer, make gamers rage. okay. That might've sounded dirty, but it was actually, I'm playing a game called Sea of Thieves, on my Twitch.
Gotcha.
And it is quite hilarious. And, basically what you can either do PvE, which is players versus, you know, the environment, the game itself, or you do player versus player where you go and actually take stuff and kill people and take their stuff that they've worked hard to get. And we tend to do that quite often.
Sounds awesome.
It's glorious. It's glorious. Drunk Shovel says, alleged stabbing attempt. Not only was she mid-stab, she literally said, I'm going to effing stab you, B-word. It's perfectly clear in a video. The media is horse shit. Yes, I swore, but I think I needed to read that super chat to its full glory because it's absolutely right.
And remember, guys, don't believe your own eyes. Don't believe your own eyes or ears. Just believe the media. Just believe the media.
Right. You like that? I there's a lot of awesome emotes that I put into. So if you remember, you can see them. Turk is actually showing them all off in chat. Thank you, Turk. Appreciate you showing them off. IWD, thank you for becoming a member. You now have access to my fun new emotes. All right. Fives Out says, thanks for liking your portrait. Not done. Goes to a set. I'll tag you along the way while I finish it. Keep up the good truth. Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and show it off right now because it's very cool.
Yeah, I want to see this.
Check this out. So this super chat is from... Ooh, we got a new Krigler coffee post.
Fancy, fancy.
My profile. This is right here. Fives Out just did this. I thought it was really cool, so I posted it. And very cool.
Yeah, I love the color. That looks dope.
Yeah, right? I guess it's not done. That's cool. I didn't know. But thank you for doing a portrait of me. I really do appreciate that. Yeah, it's an honor. Aaron says, did you see Rudy Giuliani got raided today? I did see that. I didn't know. I don't know much about it yet. I was thinking about probably hitting it up tomorrow, but it is kind of messed up because why because of some Ukraine stuff or some weird. I'm still looking into it. I don't know much about it, but I gotta know more before I talk about it, you know. Allison says, heard the 911 call. Pink girl clearly called. She was not jumping Micaiah. She was there for foster mom's birthday. Micaiah jumped her with a knife after she said, make your bed, mom doesn't like it messy. It's a messy story, I'll tell you that, though. Jeez. Well, doesn't matter. She shouldn't have stabbed someone, right? I mean, that's bottom line. You don't stab people.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua says, I remember seeing you and Tim a year ago when I was alone and depressed. You guys helped pull me through. Keep up the good work, and God bless. So proud of both of you. Thank you very much, Joshua. Yeah, I appreciate that a lot.
Joshua, that's awesome.
I'm not going to stop. Hannah says, thank you for reading American's Creed. I had to memorize it for a project in high school. It was lovely to hear it again. Right on, Hannah. And I think more people need to hear it because it is lost.
That should be like required learning for every American student. I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to be an American? Learn the American's Creed.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
That's a real liberal. A real liberal. That's what liberal used to mean.
Yeah.
In the middle. All right. You know, I can have values on both sides, but I'm not going to be beholden to anyone. I'm going to work for what I want. I don't want to just be dull and have things handed to me and not be accountable for my actions. It's a really good creed. Angry Bellsprout says, Sevi, last time you were here, I wanted to ask you to explain to Adam what car shows on east side of Austin were like because White Yankee got upset by them. I did an episode on this.
Okay.
And so in Austin, there's this like, I don't know, ritzy apartment building that was right next to this park. Mm-hmm. Man, what is the name of the park? I can't think of it, but
I think I know the park that they're talking about. It's like on Cesar Chavez or something. Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically this car show that, you know, it's like a family community. They all show up and show off their cars. It's like really ridiculous rims that like go, they're all pointy and they go out really wide. And it's hilarious, but also it's, you know, it's dope. It's like, you know, families barbecuing at this park every like once a month or something. I don't remember the how often, but this woman was complaining. She was like, yeah, but what if an ambulance can't get to me, even though they only block like one road and there's like other roads that lead to her. It's just like Karen from Chicago.
I remember reading about this story because I had been to Austin that weekend. I love going paddleboarding. Yeah. And I could actually hear the car show. And I was like, what is that? And I've never been to car shows over there. Unfortunately, I learned about them because of this story, but that's super awesome. Whenever I lived in Los Angeles as a child with my family, we'd go to car shows all the time and they were always so fun.
Yeah.
I love it when the cars go, choo-choo. I don't know what that's called, but hydraulic. I love when it's super dope. But I remember hearing it and then I read that story and I was just like, you know, it's difficult when people do move into the city like Austin and then they try to
change it.
Yeah, they try to change the culture there because they don't like it. And it's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, I agree. Joshua says, Savannah, are you still with Alex Jones? I stopped listening to him after he fired David Knight. In my ignorant option, that was BS move. You're not working with him still, right?
No, I'm not working with him anymore. But, you know, I still talk with all of them over there. I still love all of them to death. And I am now working with Elijah Schaefer of Blaze TV and Slightly Offensive. And
you guys are doing great work.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I think, too, like I've talked about this before, too. And I just wanted to kind of, you know, expand, try new things. And it's kind of funny because I feel like I got 10,000 times more based after leaving because I'm now in the real world. And, you know, InfoWars really isn't censorship because Alex has band.video. He essentially has his own YouTube. So when I started doing my own YouTube stuff and I started getting banned, I started getting way more based because I was like, yo, I'm now living everything Alex talks about.
Yep.
And 100% this man was right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Arcadian Twilight says, typical trained Marxists claim a cause to help others only to greedily help themselves. Farce and Furious XX1 BLM edition. We's woke, yo, grift. Yeah, exactly. Nailed it.
I loved every part of that super chat. That was dope.
it was quality right there.
Yeah.
Hydra said, what's the one thing communists love more than anything else? Money. Doo-doo, doo-doo, it's true, right? Yeah. It's true. And power. Money and power. You know, they go hand in hand. 100%. Drunk Shovel says, don't forget the Democratic Party is of the Confederacy, the KKK. They interred Germans in the Great War. They did it again to the Japanese and German after. Jim Crow got us into Vietnam. They're the party of slavery, war, and oppression. Yeah, the Jim Crow stuff, like you mentioned earlier, and it popped in my head. I'm like, and that was the Democrats.
Yeah.
It was like, that's the Democrats. Mm-hmm. They did that. Nothing changed. Guess who's pushing racial segregation right now? The Democrats.
Exactly.
Under the guise of what is it? I don't even know.
Equality. So now they're essentially doing the exact same thing, but they're just disguising it as that's systemic racism and equality. Yeah, exactly.
You're literally making people, forcing it that everyone's different down everyone's throat. It's like, stop.
Adam, it's so exhausting, and I'll be super quick when I'm saying this, but like, it really does bother me because every single time I don't wear a face mask and I'm alone, no one says anything to me. But as soon as I'm with my white friend, they go up to my friend to tell me to put a mask on.
Seriously,
my white friends.
That's embarrassing,
and it's so frustrating because I'm like, no, we are equal. We're all equal here. You come and speak to me directly. You know what I mean? Like, it's very frustrating. There is no equality in this country.
Nope.
Right now, at least.
Yeah, Vasidia says trained Marxists implements historically accurate Marxism. Yeah, where the leaders get all the money and convince everybody that it's for their own good. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a family, she said, right? Isn't that how it works?
You guys don't have families that depend on you, but I do. Sorry.
Yep. Joshua again says, Savannah, also very proud of the work you did last year for standing up and protecting the white kid who got beat up by the rioters. You helped him find his glasses. Not sure if you remember, but I do. I'm sure you remember.
Of course I remember. You know, any single time anybody with my fellow glasses wearers get attacked, I'm stepping in 100%.
Yeah. Not having your glasses on is,
it's not fun.
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
It
you sucks. Can't see. It's not
How
good.
Blind are you?
Oh, if I took these glasses off right now, my computer's pretty much right in front of my face and you'd be extremely blurry.
Like -4 or worse.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you don't know your prescription?
Mm-mm.
What?
I just go to the doctor and I'm like, please help. And he's like, here you go.
I can't see. Well, please help. have you always had glasses? I know it's a random conversation, but okay. Your whole life. Yeah me too. Yeah. I got my first glasses when I was like 5 or 6 or something.
Oh, dang. See, okay. I didn't get glasses till it's like 12, I don't think. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Drunk Shovel says, given a long enough time, Alex Jones has always proven to be correct. I mean,
so true.
It's pretty good. Student of History says, Savannah, Adam, you're wrong. Marxism is on a spectrum. Sometimes your Marxist is Lenin and a true believer in the utopian dream. And sometimes you Kim Jong-un, the only chunker around, you be the judge. Okay. I can see that.
I guess so. Okay.
But in either way, people are going to get killed and taken out, right?
Exactly. I feel like that's the overarching theme of this thing. It's like, I don't think Marxism, whether you want to be traditionally Marxist or, you know, very on the spectrum, it always leads to the same destination.
Yeah. Deaths. Sectus Gaming says, looks, folks, the CIA Project Mockingbird never officially closed. CIA director came out and said it's moved to volunteer only. So it's still open today. Interesting.
That's the operation where they infiltrated the media with the CIA, correct?
I think so. Yeah, exactly.
Yay, and then, I'm not surprised.
And then mix that with the Smith-Mundt Act that was snuck into the National Defense Authority Act in 2013, which made it legal for news media to basically lie and say that it's...
I remember like,
give
us talking
propaganda.
About that.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, so pair those two together and what do you got? I mean, an information campaign to manipulate
propaganda.
The masses.
Yeah.
Yep. Steel Fang with a huge super chat. Thank you so much. Says, I hate LeBron James and the NBA. Well, it says NBL, but maybe NBA. Before he texts that, they're traitors to freedom. Free Hong Kong. Hashtag, I'm adding this part. Free Hong Kong. Hashtag free Hong Kong.
Yes. 100%.
Right on, Steel. Don says, here's money for the Alex Jones was right jar, Adam. Yeah, it's overflowing. The money's just falling out now.
Oh, it's so full.
Allison says, when's the last time you heard about the black leftist who killed the Capitol police officer? You don't hear about anything. You don't. I mean, didn't he run it over him or something? It's nuts.
I forgot that happened.
Exactly. The news media is like... Nothing
I genuinely
happened.
Forgot that
that's
happened.
Not that's not
wait,
our
wait.
Media.
I don't. But he wasn't black. I thought he was Middle Eastern.
Oh well, either way, it doesn't fit their narrative. It wasn't a white guy.
Okay, that's insane. That I completely forgot that happened.
Who are you? What?
I know.
I'm just messing. Turk says, "Sav, your oof for when Elijah swears should be the new bleep for the world. I get a kick out of it every time."
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you guys are a funny team. You guys are doing great work.
Thank you.
Drunk Shovel says, hail lobster, clean your room. Buttery Goodness says, Putin was ragging on Joe over the mask thing on the Zoom call, basically asking, what the heck is that clown doing? And is he afraid we will pass COVID to him over the internet? It's a joke.
He is a joke.
He's making our presidency look like a joke seat.
And I saw that video and I wanted so desperately for it to be real, but it was a joke video. But I feel like Putin probably was genuinely thinking that.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Oh, the Putin video was a joke. Mm-hmm. What I just said about the president making it look like he's a joke, the seat of the presidency being a joke, I meant that every single word of that. All right. I didn't know anything about this Putin video, but that is kind of funny, but it was a joke, huh?
Oh my gosh, it's actually hilarious. I'll find it and I'll send it to you. People like dubbed over what they thought he was saying. Hilarious.
But it doesn't matter. People are like, that was fake. And it's like, and Joe Biden still looked like a clown. He still made us look like fools because we have a president who needs to wear a mask in a closed room environment, you know, probably sitting in the White House, safe and sound.
Hey.
Steel Fang says, I'd rather die fighting tyranny than living under it. Mm. I salute you, sir. Mm. American Be Savage says, July 4th, I am using my potato gun to celebrate. Tyranny becomes law. Rebellion is duty. Let's be ready to fly the black flag. I mean, no comment, no comment. Mm. Blackwell Disco says, we got our first dice roll of the evening. Why don't you give me a say when, and I'll roll it.
When?
All right. It is, unfortunately, Blackwell Disco said roll a 13. It's not 13. I'm sorry, but good luck, everybody. Have fun. You know what the deal. I rolled the die, so good luck guessing in chat. El Diablo Loco Poco says, now spin the UFO and roll a 17 for Savannah and our NSA/FBI monitors. I hope you don't get another YouTube week-long redaction. Yeah, I hope not either. My goodness. Oh, all the numbers are rolling in. Unfortunately, it wasn't a 17. You guys were right next to each other, so I'm mixing the two. That's the rule I made up a while ago.
I'm guessing two.
Okay, it's not two either. I think I have a winner. I'm just going to make sure no one else has guessed this number before you. And we got a winner, Russell.
Russell
Cunningham. Where'd you go? Russell Cunningham, congratulations. You won absolutely nothing. Good job.
You won a shout out.
You won a shout out. All right. Let's see. Jake Dog says, Sev, tell Dad I needs a paddle board for us. Jake Dog really likes you.
He always sends me super chats as a dog, and I'm like, thank you. You know, I have a virtual dog.
A dog.
It's Jake Dog. Yeah. That's my virtual dog.
Yeah, that's your virtual dog. You now have officially adopted him as your dog.
Yes.
Where are we at? Man behind the screen says the paint industry is the same boat as restaurants. At least five of my major customers are desperate for workers but can't fill the positions. No one wants to work when they get the money for free. It's terrible. And it's going to collapse soon. Right?
Invest in crypto.
What's up?
I said invest in crypto.
Invest in crypto. Yeah. Oh, there we go. White Lasagna. Hey, White Lasagna. Look, for those who don't know, White Lasagna is actually the one who got me these die and basically created the dice game. It's kind of fun. Well, says, I've been working 60 to 70 hours a week. Woo! Because we can't get people to come in and apply. Ooh. Wow. I work two jobs. Both are having this problem.
So this is a big issue that's happening to everyone then.
Yep. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well, way to keep working. And then so I rolled the die. The dice has been rolled again. Sav, you got a guess? You want to guess?
Two. Always two. I'm gonna keep guessing two.
You're
until
keep
it's
guessing
two.
Two?
Yeah.
It's not two.
Damn it.
It's not two. You lose. Ribs Exposed says, Hail Lobster. I'm liking the Hail Lobsters because that is hilarious. Dan Smith, it is six. Congratulations, Dan Smith. I think you've won before, right? Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Okay, Dan, I see you.
All right. Hydro says the child tax credit has made sure that people don't have to go back to work, especially if you're a single mom.
Aren't they going to do monthly payments for the child tax credit now too? I'm pretty sure they are.
I don't even know. They just want people living off the government. If everyone's living off the government, where does the money come from then? Who do they tax?
The top 1% before they move away.
Before they go to another country and we lose all taxes.
Yep.
God, it's ridiculous. They don't think these through, do they?
No, never.
Sectus Gaming says, remember, folks, we patriots are the majority. The reason we think we aren't is just optics. Trust yourself, trust God, trust each other. Together we will break free. Love is the key. MAGA gang. That is some strong words right there, Sectus. Right on. I'm going to spin that UFO for you. Oh, I think someone told me to spin earlier and I didn't.
Double spin.
I'm going to find out who it was for. El Diablo Loco Poco. I didn't spin the UFO for you. I'm now going to spin it for you because you super chatted me to spin it. I apologize for not spinning it before. I am currently spinning it right now for you. All right. It's been spun. Let's see. Moto says, McLovin here. Sorry I haven't been around for your Twitch streams. Lost my stepdad about 2 months ago. Been a rough time. Man, Moto, I am so sorry to hear that. Do not worry about me. You know, definitely be with your family. That is absolutely a shame. I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you, though. You know, I appreciate that. You know, you're even just saying that you would love to be watching my streams. Like, I'm sure you'll find the time eventually to come back and support me. you know, take your time. And I'm giving you my thoughts because that's harsh. It's hard to go through. Vasidius says, I would like to submit that Biden be referred to as the former vice president. Okay, I like it. It technically is, right? It's the true statement. Robershaw, good to see you. Looking forward to May 21st when the Trump-Taliban peace deal starts. Oh, wait, Biden isn't following that anymore. Oh, well, more war, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we can look at who's... Who's on his administration, kind of understand which path we're going to be taking in the next 4 years.
War.
Yeah.
Yep. Chris Morley, thank you for that super chat. Rob Shaw again says, you have no freedoms if they can be taken away. Yep. You're not taking my freedoms. Benjamin Jansen became a member. Thank you so much. You can now spin the UFO. I believe it's, what is it? Not colon. Yeah, colon. How do you do emotes? I think it's colon word colon, right? Is that how you do it? Well, it's colon spin. It's spin. So if you know how to do them, you can do it. Although I think you could just select them in the chat. Can I do it? I'm gonna do it right now. I'm gonna just drop a bunch of UFOs in chat. Boom! I just dropped a bunch of UFOs. I love the UFOs. You guys can spin it yourself. All right. Thank you for becoming a member, though. Seriously, Robert Shaw says in Australia, we have car shows at every McDonald's every Thursday night and late night Wednesdays. Most of the youth in their souped up cars, local hoons. That's dope. I mean, it gives community is so important that we can't lose it. And it's like they're trying to keep us separated and not be together. You know, it's a shame. So. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Julianne says, LOL, why can't I figure out how to get you my Krigler Coffee meme / graphic? I tagged in Instagram, but I don't use Instagram much. I don't know much of how to use it. Oh, Julianne, so did you do hashtag Krigler Coffee in the description under your post? If so, we'll probably find it eventually. Thank you. I love it. That's great. I can't wait to see it. Thank you. The Black Blade says, roll it for my wife. Give me a 9. Okay, here we go. I'm rolling it for your wife. I'm sorry it's not a 9. Savannah, it's not a 2.
Dang it.
But you guys know the dice game is currently underway. So, you know, get guessing. Get guessing if you want. Paper City Gamer Jeff, how you doing? My mall here in Massachusetts, I think that's what MA is, has 150 job openings. And holy cow, that's a lot of numbers guessing real quick. I'm going to just keep an eye on it because there's a lot of people guessing. I'll finish the super chat in a second. I just want to see who's going to guess.
Just like a mass rush of numbers.
There is a lot of numbers rolling in. 0.01 is not an answer. It's 1 through 20, people. And it's not 2 or 9.
Or 9.
And everyone's guessing all around this one number. There it is. We got it. It's Hama Kavula. Congratulations. It's 13. You were the first person to guess it. All right. Congratulations. Paper City Gamer said, they have 150 job openings at the local mall. That's crazy. On unemployment, you have to swear you've looked for a job and no one offered you a job. Technically fraud. Oh wow, I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's
I guess that's why they won't go in for any of these job opportunities, right? Because then technically they are offered a job,
right? Because then they would lose their unemployment. Julianne says, Savannah is super cute. She's strong, funny, smart. Her voice is adorable. I love it. Awesome. Aww. Role model for younger and older generations.
Thank you. Sweet. I do agree. Very sweet. Thank you. You guys are the best.
We need more people like you, for sure. Robert Shaw says, technically, glasses make you a cyborg. Dope. We're cyborgs.
I can get on board with that. That's awesome.
I can get on board with that. I like it. DJ Cogdell says, you should both look up Plato's allegory of the cave and look up Jeffersonian and Hamiltonian government and which you would each prefer to live under. I have no idea what any of that means, so I will look it up after the show.
Okay. Same.
I know you got a Go Sue. We're almost done with these super chats. If you need to bounce anytime, she needs to leave to go early for boxing. So if you need to bounce whenever you need to bounce, let me know. And it's totally cool.
All right, perfect.
Robert Shaw says glasses also boost your intelligence.
Aha. So true. So true. That's how we're so smart, because me and Adam both wear glasses.
Your perceived intelligence. Drunk Shovel says the revolutionaries never think they'll be the ones put up against the wall. They should read more. They're always the first ones. Angry Bellsprout says, Savvy, what do you think of racist peasants pushing the Crown Act? They refuse to admit white kids are held to dress codes and told to cut their hair, too. I don't know anything about that.
I don't either, but I have heard this argument, and I think that it is absolutely ridiculous. And I made a pretty bold statement earlier saying there's no equality in America. But when I say stuff like that, that is what I mean. I do feel like white people are treated a lot differently in society than their brown or black counterparts. And I do not feel like that's fair or equality at all.
Yep. Equity is not the same as equality. Mm-hmm. Robert Shaw says beanies reduce it, though. Ha ha ha. No Adam, no peace. I'm not sure what we were talking about, but... No Adam, no peace. Thank you. Old Man Green Leader says, LASIK gang reporting in. Nerds, seriously, life-changing surgery if you're game. Great work, guys from Canada. Have you ever thought about getting LASIK?
Yes and no. I would be freaked out. I would be too freaked out. Oh, no.
It's weird. I honestly was talking about it today, mm-hmm. not 3 hours ago. I was like, maybe I should get LASIK.
I feel like I look weird without my glasses. Like, you know, when you wear glasses and then you take them off and you're like, oh, I look strange. So I don't know. I don't know if the world's ready to see me without my glasses.
I do feel like I look completely different without glasses on. I do. I kind of like morph a little. But yeah, I think it's going to happen one day. Old Man Green Leader, I see you over there. Robert Shaw says Taiwan is the true China, the original China. And that's why they want to get rid of Taiwan. Pippin says there was a leftist radio host in NYC that purposefully ran over and killed an NYPD cop the other day. Yeah, it's insane. Did you hear about that? Good.
No.
It's nuts. It killed the cop.
Okay, I want to look that up right now so I can remember to talk about it on my own stream later, because that's insane.
Yeah. Julianne says not just Project Mockingbird, but LifeLog Project, CIA DARPA, shut down same day Facebook created. LifeLog operation is the same thing as Facebook, right? They need that control. They need people to stay on their platforms to maintain control.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk Shovel says, I wonder if the Marxists know that Marx was a drunken lout who never held a job, an anti-Semite, anti-Semitic with affinity for the N-word. He thought blacks as lesser, to be polite. He actually did have a job. He did. He worked at a newspaper, and they actually canceled him. Because they didn't like the words that he was putting out in their paper, and they fired him, and he was really upset. And he wasn't a drunk until later on in his life, which, of course, he was actually doing a lot of research and realized his own works were wrong. He admitted later on in life, he's like, you know, communism really doesn't work without capitalism. You got to have a mixture of the two. And all of the communists were like, well, we already got the Communist Manifesto from you, so we're going to use that. And he was like, no, please stop sharing those works because they're wrong. He knew it himself. He admitted later on in his life, you know what? These people, these Marxists, need to read more. They need to actually look up Marxism and who Marx was, because he himself realized he was wrong. They don't want to face that. They just read the first part of his life and they go, ha. All right, we're going to go with that.
Yeah, you know, what I notice with the left a lot is that they never want to read anything that counters their narrative. That's a common theme. That's a very common theme. And on that note, I do have to take off, Adam. Okay, I'm sorry to leave early.
Thank you so much. No worries. Awesome. Get out of here. Go have some fun boxing.
Thanks, y'all.
Always a pleasure. I'll see you next week, yeah?
Yeah, bye.
All right, sounds good. Bye. All right, everybody. It's just me and you guys. It's just you and me. I hope. There may be some super chats for her. If there are, I'll make sure to tell her to come watch the rest of it. She's got to go do some boxing. So that's fun. Batgoat says, winners of the dice roll get the scorn and derision of the chat mixed with a few congrats. Chat cred is worth gold. It's true. The chat cred. I mean, let's just be honest. I have the best chat in all of YouTube. You know it. Yeah, I'm looking at you. You guys. You're the best chat. Yes, you are. This is for Batgoat, who just recently won One of the die. I haven't sent it out, Batgoat, but I will send it out shortly. I did get your email. Blackwell Disco says, roll a five. This is my last shot. It's not a five. I'm sorry. But the dice has been rolled, everybody. You guys know the deal. You guys know the deal. All right. Vasidia says, don't just invest in Coinbase. They just banned Nick Fuentes. I don't know too much about him, but I know a slippery slope when I see one. Coinbase banned Nick? What? Why? That's ridiculous. This is very much getting out of hand. Drunk Shovel says, bullets are literally worth more than the US dollar. We live in Metro 2033. Scary, yo. Oh my gosh, I was not looking at the numbers. Holy cow. All right, we got a number. Let me see if anyone else has guessed this one. Yep, we do. Okay, let me see if anyone else. Yep, we got. Okay, lots of people have been guessing this. But didn't. Oh, there we got another one. All right, we got the winner. It is Paul from EP. Paul from EP, congratulations. It was 11. You were the first person to guess 11. Congratulations. Very nice. Very nice. Awesome. Boomer Rearguard says, Savannah, you're absolutely gorgeous. Savannah, you're missing these wonderful super chats. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Bobcat became a member. Heyo! You now have access to my special emotes now in chat. Helmsway became a member also. Heyo! Became a member. Thank you all for becoming members. Ding, 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 ding. Drunk Shovel says, countrymen, don't be violent, but it's time to form units, organize, and stay armed and supplied and trained. Learn to shoot and well-maintained. And be well-maintained. It's good to know what you're doing, man. It's good to know what you're doing. The Magnum Express says, is Marxism on a spectrum, or is it that Marxists tend to be on the spectrum? Ooh, I don't know. That's a spicy take, isn't it? Deck Ape says, she is very attractive. Okay, thank you. I'll let her know. Voldemort says, thanks for being great. Well, thank you for that super chat to just inform me that you think I'm being great, and I appreciate that. That Simple Note says, I hear wearing glasses raises your perception stat by one. In fact, it depends on the type of glasses, because if they're legendary, it's actually +4 perception. Ragnar says, my husband works a labor job he hates and makes less money than he did on unemployment simply because he refused to be a freeloader. That right there, Ragnar, is a good man. All right. And you could tell him I said such because that is him holding true to the American creed. He refuses to be a freeloader. Good for him. That's a good guy right there. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, roll me a 20. P.S. Sav's voice is extra smooth today. That's because she got a SM7B. Unfortunately, it is not a 20. So Mark Robershaw says, and the simps are gone. Mark Robershaw again says, roll a black magic. Well, we'll see. Let's see who wins this last dice game. The numbers are starting to roll in right now. We'll see. Derek Prey, it is 15. Congratulations. Before the numbers really started cooking, you already won. Congratulations. You won the dice game. Don't spend it all in the same place. All right. Maybe save it up for something nice. Well, thank you guys. That is the Krigler Show. I will be back tomorrow, of course, same time, 6:30 Eastern time here on the Krigler Show. And you can also check me out later on my Twitch show, twitch.tv/Adam Krigler. Really easy to find me. And remember, I'm trying to blow up my coffee Instagram. So if you guys can go check out the coffee Instagram, Krigler Coffee. And if you get coffee yourself, or get any of the Krigler coffee, draw something for the Krigler coffee, make a meme, some artwork, anything, just hashtag Krigler coffee, and we will find it, and we're going to probably feature it on our Instagram page that we're working on. And shout out to my sister, because she's actually doing it for me. She's fantastic, really just supporting me, and thank you, Chelsea. You're the best. So thank you, everybody. I will see you all next time here on The Krigler Show. Good night.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.